Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhari, and today Maseches Nazir Daf Samachov. At the beginning of the ninth parak, Hakusim Ein Lahem. So the three Dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, the ninth parak begins. Hakusim Ein Lahem Naziris. Gentiles do not have the law of Naziris. Nashim Avadim Yeshahem Naziris. Women and slaves have the law of Naziris. Chomer Manashim Avadim. There is a chomer regarding women greater than slaves. Shukofes Abdu Ve'ena Kofes Ishto. That one may force his slave to violate his Naziris, but cannot force his wife to violate her Naziris, although he can't be Mefer. A braisa provides the source that slaves can become Nazirim. Va'amarta alehem, l'rabo says the avadim. The extra phrase, and say to them, comes to include slaves for Naziris. Now the Gemara wonders why a special source is necessary, since there's a clause that a slave is subject to all laws which apply to a woman. Rabbi answers that since the pasuk of Nedarim says, la'asor yisra al nafsho, to bind his soul with a bond, b'mishan nafshin k'yilo, this implies someone whose soul belongs to him can vow. Yotze eved, she'en nafshin k'yilo, this excludes a slave whose soul does not belong to him but to his master. Hoyo be'en nafshin k'yilo, since his soul does not belong to him regarding Nadarim, e'en megabi nazir namilo, I would say that for Naziris he's also not able, kamash malan, so the Torah teaches otherwise. Point number two, a braisa states, Dabre al b'nei Yisrael, the lola of the kochavim. Speak to the children of Yisrael about the law of Naziris, but not to idolaters. We do not accept his Nazir Karbanis, and he's also not bound by its restrictions. The Gemara said a similar drasha appears elsewhere by Erchin, and is limited by an additional drasha of Ish, which includes Gentiles. So a similar limitation should be made here, as Rosh explains that although his Karbanis are not accepted, he should be subject to Nazir prohibitions. Two answers are ultimately given. The first is a drasha that only those who are subject to Tumah are subject to Naziris, as opposed to Nachrim, who cannot become Tamei, which we're going to discuss in the next point. Rava answers that Nachrim are also excluded from Karbanos of Naziris. But the Pasuk says, Lo'ola prat le'Naziris, for an Ola excludes the Naziris Karbanos from a Nachri. Therefore, the Pasuk above excludes them entirely from Naziris. And point number three, the Gemara answered that Nachrim are excluded from Naziris because the Pasuk says about a Nazir, La'aviv le'ima le'itama, for his father and mother he cannot contaminate himself, which teaches, B'mishayesh le'tuma, Naziris only applies to someone who's subject to Tuma. Yatze obiko chabim she'en wotuma. This excludes an idolater who's not subject to Tuma. The Gemara suggests a source that Nachrim do not become Tamei. And the man that becomes Tamei and does not become purified, that soul will be cut off in the congregation for entering the Mikdash. This teaches B'mishayesh le'kahal, that only one who has a congregation, Yatze zeh she'en le'kahal, which excludes this Nachri who does not have a congregation, because theirs is not considered a congregation. The Gemara said perhaps they are only exempted from the punishment of Karis for entering the Mikdash while Tamei, but not from actually becoming Tamei. After rejecting another suggestion, the Gemara concludes with the above pasuk, V'ish asher yitama v'yischata, and the man who becomes Tamei and does not become Tahor, which teaches that only Jews who can become Tahor are subject to Tumah. But Nachrim who cannot become Tahor, as Rosh explains, the pasuk of Mechata says, B'nei Yisrael, are not subject to Tumah. So once again, the three points are, number one, the ninth parak begins, Hakusim Ein Lahem Naziris. Nachrim do not have the law of Naziris. Chomer Manashim Ba'avadim, there is a chomer regarding women greater than slaves. Shukofes Abdu Ve'ena Kofes Ishto, that one may force his slave to violate his Naziris, but cannot force his wife to violate her Naziris, although he can be Mefer. A braisa provides the source that slaves can become Nazirim. Va'amarta alehem, l'rabo says avadim. The extra phrase, and say to them, comes to include slaves for Naziris. Now the Gemara wonders why a special source is necessary, since there's a clause that a slave is subject to all laws which apply to a woman. Rabbi answers that since the pasuk of Nedarim says, la'asor yisra al nafsho, to bind his soul with a bond, b'mishan nafshin k'yilo, this implies someone whose soul belongs to him can vow. Yotze eved, she'en nafshin k'yilo, this excludes a slave whose soul does not belong to him but to his master. Hoyo be'en nafshin k'yilo, since his soul does not belong to him regarding Nadarim, e'en megabi nazir namilo, I would say that for Naziris he's also not able, kamash malan, so the Torah teaches otherwise. Point number two, a braisa states, Dabre al b'nei Yisrael, the lola of the kochavim. Speak to the children of Yisrael about the law of Naziris, but not to idolaters. We do not accept his Nazir Karbanis, and he's also not bound by its restrictions. The Gemara said a similar drasha appears elsewhere by Erchin, and is limited by an additional drasha of Ish, which includes Gentiles. So a similar limitation should be made here, as Rosh explains that although his Karbanis are not accepted, he should be subject to Nazir prohibitions. Two answers are ultimately given. The first is a drasha that only those who are subject to Tumah are subject to Naziris, as opposed to Nachrim, who cannot become Tamei, which we're going to discuss in the next point. Rava answers that Nachrim are also excluded from Karbanos of Naziris. But the Pasuk says, Lo'ola prat le'Naziris, for an Ola excludes the Naziris Karbanos from a Nachri. Therefore, the pasuk above excludes him entirely from Naziris. And pointing with the Gemara answer that Nachrim are excluded from Naziris because the pasuk says about a Nazir, La'aviv le'ima li'tama, for his father and mother he cannot contaminate himself, which teaches, b'mishayesh lo tumah, Naziris only applies to someone who's subject to tumah, yatzeh ovi kochavim she'en lo tumah. This excludes an idolater who's not subject to tumah. The Gemara suggests a source that Nachrim do not become Tameh. And the man that becomes Tameh and does not become purified, that soul will be cut off in the congregation for entering the Mikdash. This teaches B'mishayeshal Kahal, that only one who has a congregation, Yatzezeh She'en Lo Kahal, which excludes this Nachri who does not have a congregation, because theirs is not considered a congregation. The Gemara said perhaps they are only exempted from the punishment of Karis for entering the Mikdash while Tameh, but not from actually becoming Tameh. After rejecting another suggestion, the Gemara concludes with the above pasuk, V'ish asher yitama v'yischata, and the man who becomes Tameh and does not become Tahor, which teaches that only Jews who can become Tahor are subject to Tumah, but Nachrim who cannot become Tahor, as Rosh explains the pasuk of Mechata says, B'nei Yisrael, are not subject to Tumah. Alright, so now we go to Siman Daf Samach Aleph, and a standard Siman is a psalm. We often use magician during the sawing a person in half trick. So here goes. The hairy slave Nazir magician, who chose a Nachri who was very sad he couldn't become a Nazir as his volunteer for the saw a person in half act, told the Nachri audience not to worry if he messes up the trick, because since they cannot become Tahor, they cannot become Tameh. Once again, in slow motion. The hairy slave Nazir magician who chose a Nachri was very sad he couldn't become a Nazir as his volunteer for the saw a person in half act, saw a person in half? That must be on Daf Samach Aleph. Saw. The hairy slave Nazir magician, which reminds the Gemara brings a source that a slave can become a Nazir, and it answers why sources need it, given that since women can become a Nazir, so should Avadim. Rabbi answers that since the pasuk of Nadarim says, Lasor Israel Nafsho, to bind his soul with a bond, B'misha Nafsho Kanuilo, this implies someone whose soul belongs to him can vow, Yatza Evich E Nafsho Kanuilo, this excludes a slave whose soul does not belong to him but to his master, Hoyove Nafsho Kanuilo, since his soul does not belong to him regarding Nadarim, I would say that for Naziris, he's also not able. Kamash Malan, so the Torah teaches otherwise. So the hairy slave Nazir magician, who chose a Nachri, was very sad he couldn't become a Nazir, as his volunteer with the saw a person in half act, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a source that Nachrim cannot become Nazirim. Abraisa states, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael, v'lolo of dechochavim, speak to the children of Yisrael about the law of Naziris, but not to idolaters. So, the hairy slave Nazir magician, who chose a Nachri, was very sad he couldn't become a Nazir, as his volunteer by the saw a person in half act, told the Nachri audience not to worry if he messes up the trick, because since they cannot become Tahor, they cannot become Tameh, which reminds us. The Gemara answered that Nachrim are excluded from Naziris because the pasuk says about a Nazir, La'aviv le'ima li'tama, for his father and mother he cannot contaminate himself, which teaches, B'mishi yesh lo tumah, Naziris only applies to someone who is subject to tumah. Yatzed over kochavim she'en lo tumah. This excludes to an idolater who is not subject to tumah. The source that a Nachri cannot become Tameh is the pasuk, V'isha she'yitama v'yischata, and the man becomes Tameh and does not become Tahor, which teaches that only Jews who can become Tahor are subject to tumah. But Nachrim, who cannot become Tahor, as the Rosh explains, the pasuk Mechata says the children of Yisrael are not subject to tumah. So once again, the hairy slave Nazir magician, who chose a Nachri, was very sad he couldn't become a Nazir, as his volunteer for the saw a person in half act, told the Nachri audience not to worry if he messes up the trick, because since they cannot become Tahor, they cannot become Tameh. Alright, so now it's time for four Ba'abak Chazara. Daf Nun Zayin. So the symbol of Daf Nun Zayin is nose, and we use Pinocchio. So here goes. The puppet show that started with Pinocchio, that must be wrong, Daf. Nun Zayin, nose. The puppet show that started with Pinocchio telling two Nazirim puppets that he saw one of them become Tameh, which reminds us the eighth parak addresses what is done in a case when there are two Nazirim and someone said, I saw one of you become Tameh, but I don't know which. How do they proceed to bring their karbanas? So the puppet show that started with Pinocchio telling two Nazirim puppets that he saw one of them become Tameh had a funny twist when he claimed that he was off in the distance as the tumah was thrown between them, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, why is this not a case of Suffolk tumah in Rishus HaRabim given the presence of the witness, which would make them three people? And answers, the case is speaking where the aid says, I saw tumah thrown between you, but was not near them, so it's considered that they were standing in Rishus HaYachid. So, the puppet show that started with Pinocchio telling two Nazirim puppets that he saw one of them become Tameh had a funny twist when he claimed that he was off in the distance as the tomb was thrown between them, and ended sadly with Pinocchio's mother shaving his head and then burying him. Which reminds us, Gemara discusses disputes about cutting payas of a minor and a woman's cutting someone's payas. Rav Huna holds that since a kafa is written near the prohibition to destroy one's beard, he darshans, koshi yeshua hashkasa, yeshua hakafa. Anyone who is subject to the prohibition to destroy their beard is subject to the prohibition to round the corners of their heads. Women who do not have the former prohibition are not subject to the prohibition of a kafa, even of a man's head. Rav Ada holds, echora maki ve'echora nikaf b'mashma. Both the one rounding and the one whose head is being rounded are implied by the prohibition, which teaches that wherever the one being shaved is exempt, such as a minor, it's permitted for an adult to perform the shaving. Gemara relates how Rav Huna's wife, Chova, who cut her son's hair, ended up burying her sons. Daf Nun Ches. So the Simmer Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. Noach Goldberg, the hairy zookeeper. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. That must be on Daf Nun Ches. Noach Goldberg, the hairy zookeeper Matzora, who was thrown into the exotic animal cage when he mistakenly first shaved the corners of his head, which reminds us, Rava suggests that all Tanaim agree that completely shaving the head is permitted, but the first Tana interprets the Pasuk as allowing even shaving a Matzora in the forbidden manner, Kagon Shehikiv Ubasov Gilach, where he first rounded the corners and then shaved the entire head. This possibility is rejected since Reish Lakish taught that the Torah only allows for a lo sase to be overridden where there is no alternative. So Noach Goldberg, the hairy zookeeper Matzora, who was thrown into the exotic animal cage when he mistakenly first shaved the corners of his head, was finally released when a man came to shear wool to make tzitzes that can be used for both linen and wool begadim. Which reminds us of Malchokas, what tzitzes written your shatnez teaches is that an ase is doch a lo sase tzitzes can be made from shatnez, or that wool and linen tzitzes exempt whether garment is of their type or another, whereas other tzitzes types exempt their own type of garment, but not another type. So Noach Goldberg, the hairy zookeeper Matzora, who was thrown into the exotic animal cage when he mistakenly first shaved the corners of his head, was finally released when a man came to shear wool to make tzitzes that can be used for both linen and wool begadim, only to find out that he was chayv malchus for shaving his armpits. Which reminds us, Rav said, Meko adam kogufa matar, a man may shave his entire body with a razor, and it's not a violation of wearing a woman's garment. He was challenged from a braisa, a mavir besa shechu besa erva hari zeloka, one who removes armpit or pubic hairs incurs malchus. The Gemara answers that the braisa speaks of shaving with a razor, which is prohibited as dressing like a woman, and Rav spoke of one who cut with scissors. And Rav's intent was about cutting like a razor, but not with an actual razor. Daf Nun Tes. So the Simmer Daf Nun Tes is a knight. So here goes. The woman dressed as a hairy knight. Knight? That must be on Daf Nun Tes. The woman dressed as a hairy knight in shining armor, marching toward her husband, wearing woman's clothing, sitting amongst women, which reminds us, the Gemara brings three opinions about the prohibition of dressing like a woman, and that a woman should not go out wearing weapons. So the woman dressed as a hairy knight in shining armor, marching toward her husband wearing woman's clothing, sitting amongst women, was approached by a Suffolk Tummy Nuzzer looking for someone to become a Nuzzer and help him out. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah continues the case of a pair of Nazirim, one who became Tummy, Mace Echomehen, one of them died, and the remaining Nuzzer must be in Karbanis of both Tumah and Tahara. Masafik, Yeshua says he should find someone willing to agree to following Nazir's conditions, and then proceeds to detail how the Karbanis should be brought. So the woman dressed as a hairy knight in shining armor, marching toward her husband wearing woman's clothing, sitting amongst women, was approached by a Suffolk Tummy Nuzzer looking for someone to become a Nuzzer and help him out, because he got too confused trying to bring his Karbanis piecemeal instead. Which reminds us, Ben Zoma rejects Rabbi Yeshua's approach. Who will agree to vow to be a Nazir opposite him and have to observe two terms out of doubt? Rather, he presents the way the Nazir should proceed to bring his Karbanis and stipulate certain conditions. Rabbi Yeshua objected because he said it emerges that he brings his Karbanis piecemeal. Daf Samach. So the Simmer Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. The Nazir was a Suffolk Tummy and Suffolk Mutzor Muchlad, and was proud wearing four hairy smiley face stickers. Smiley face stickers? That must be more on Daf Samach. The Nazir was a Suffolk Tummy and Suffolk Mutzor Muchlad, and was proud wearing four hairy smiley face stickers that he received for bringing the right Karbanis after each of his four shavings. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the Karbanis brought over 120 days by a Nazir who was possibly Tummy and a Mutzorah after each of his four shavings. So, the Nazir was a Suffolk Tummy and Suffolk Matzor Muchlat, and was proud wearing four hairy smiley face stickers that he received for bringing the right Karbanis after each of his four shavings, coached the Suffolk Tummy, who was a Muchlat Vadai, on what he needed to do to get his stickers. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the Karbanis brought if a Nazir was possibly Tummy and definitely a confirmed Matzorah, if he's possibly Matzorah and definitely Tummy, or if he's definitely both. So the Nazir was a Safek Tame and Safek Matzor Muchlat, and was proud wearing four hairy, smiley face stickers that he received for bringing the right karbanas after each of his four shavings, coached the Safek Tame, who was a Muchlat Vadai, on what he needed to do to get his stickers, and told the Nazir Tahor, who was a Matzora, that one shaving for both will not do, which reminds us Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai explained to his Talmidim why Nazir Tahor, who is a Matzora, cannot have one shaving account for both obligations. He explained that had each shaving been for the purposes of subsequent growth or to remove hair, one shaving would work, but now that the Nazir shaves only to remove, whereas the Matzora shaves to grow for the second shaving, one shaving cannot count for two different purposes. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which stuff do you mean that a slave can become a Nazir? That's on Duff. Samakov. Good. Number 2. Which daf did Rabbi Akiva attempt to derive from a Kal v'chomer, from an Etzem Kesorah, that a Revius of Dum requires a Nazir to shave? That's on Daf Nun Vav. Good. Number 3. Which daf did Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai explain to his Talmidim why Nazir Tahor, who is a Metzorah, cannot have one shaving account for both Chiyuvim? That's on Daf Samach. Good. Number 4. Which daf of a machok is what tzitz is written near Shatnas teaches, one pshat being that wool and linen tzitz is exempt whether a garment is of their type or of another? That's on daf Nun Ches. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you have three different opinions about the prohibitions of dressing like a woman, and we learn that a woman should not go out wearing weapons? That's on daf Nun Tes. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you learn that since Nachrim cannot become Tahor, they cannot become Tameh? That's on daf Samachov. Good. Number 7. Which have they learned which kabbarans are brought if a Nazir was a Safek Tameh, a Muchad Vadai, a Vadai Tameh, and a Safek Muchad, or Vadai in both? That's on Daf Samach. Good. Number 8. Which have they learned Rabbi Shua says that Ben Zoma's approach to how a Safek Tameh Nazir should bring his kabbarans would result in his bringing the kabbarans piecemeal? That's on Daf Nun Tesk. Good. Number 9. Which stuff they learn which kabbarnas are brought over 120 days by Nazir, who is possibly Tamei and a Metzora, after each of his four shavings? That's on Daf Samach. Good. And number 10. Which stuff they learn that the source that Nachrim cannot become Nazirim is the Pasuk Dabre al Bnei Israel? That's on Daf Samachov. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.